Country Bob FM.
How excited are you, Terry, for today's Bob Almanac?
I'm just excited.
It doesn't even matter.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this.
The roads were crazy.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of slippery coming in.
And
so
then
you get the kind of that euphoric feeling after you, because you're going through a stressful time. And then when you do reach your destination, then you're kind of into some kind of euphoria.
Yes, kind of. And not only that, we got a new coffee maker because we keep getting these Keurigs that keep breaking on us. So I used it for the first time and it kept saying 7 p.m. Like it wouldn't brew till 7 p.m. and I didn't know how to change the time.
That seems wrong.
And somehow I got it to work. So I got coffee this morning. So it was just a great morning.
All right. Today is December 16th. It is Monday. Let's go to 1773.
He even has the nerve to tax our cup of tea. To put it kindly, King, we really don't agree. Gonna show you how we feel. We're gonna dump this tea and turn this harbor into the biggest cup of tea in history. They wanted
this was the date. We had the biggest cup of tea in history. It was the Boston Tea Party.
Yes. Paul Revere.
1773. Paul Revere. Well, he had the raid. Was he there for the tea party? Are we absolutely sure that he was there? Was he the one? Maybe he's pouring the tea. Maybe he's mixing it. Maybe he's steeping.
And then he started a band.
He was the guy, right, in his Raiders.
Yep.
He was the one who was steeping. So, you know, when you make tea, you got to steep. So he was the one. So basically, nearly 350 chests of tea were dumped into the Boston Harbor off of Boston ships by colonial patriots. They were disguised as Indians, as Native Americans. The act was protesting because you know what they were doing.
King George over there
was taxing without representation. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair.
Nope.
As it said earlier in that song, I couldn't play it all the way back to that. But that's Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, I could tell.
We need more kids to learn history from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yep.
I think we were a better country back then. But taxation without representation, I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine being much worse than taxation with representation. Right?
It'd be nice. Yeah. You don't want to go down there.
No, exactly. So Boston Tea Party, 1773. 1915, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity. And that is what tells you what it means to have a cousin, a third cousin, twice removed. That's
his theory of relativity.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Using his theory of relativity, that's how we figured out that Jerry Lee Lewis married his third cousin.
You know, I saw...
They're relatives.
I saw a book on how to be as smart as Einstein, so I bought two of them.
And that's a joke, and I'm supposed to laugh at that?
It was, but I think I screwed it up.
Okay, all right. Well, that's usually that happens. Sometimes screwed up jokes are funnier than the original joke. It just wasn't the case in that time around,
maybe
unfortunately.
Maybe I should just go home.
No, I need you. We need you. 1975, you're this date.
This is it, this is it. This is life, the one you get.
We heard this song for the first time.
Oh, One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time, exactly.
With Valerie and what was her name?
Valerie Bertinelli and then Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah,
Bonnie Mackenzie. Franklin.
TV theme time.
Yes, it is. Virtual. Virtual Neil.
And then we found Schneider. The horrible story.
Don't forget about Schneider.
Oh, Schneider,
the super.
With the keys.
Yes, and the pack of cigarettes wrapped up in his t-shirt, the sleeve.
That was a good show.
It was. I like One Day at a Time. It was very good. It was on CBS. It debuted on this date, 1975. You were saying, Terry?
Oh, and then we found out Mackenzie Phillips had that horribly sad life. And
oh, my goodness, yes.
Took this awful turn. Like,
Was she abused by her father, John Phillips?
I think, yeah, it was
right,
really,
whose mamas and the papas, or there was something that was not good there. And then drugs and some stuff.
Yep.
We won't talk about that. We're talking about the positive here.
We only want to be happy.
That's a really good TV theme.
Yes, it really is. Well, they were all good back then.
They were. You could actually sing them, and many of them were on radio. They were
hits.
Songs. They were now the days of that, you know, the era of that, that's done. You will never see another TV theme on. Oh, I like to hear the Yellowstone theme on the. Or maybe that's Mayor of Kingstown. I can't remember. 1977 here this date.
Where do you go when the record is over? John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever.
Usually I just put on another record, but apparently that's an excuse to go out to the club. So
that whole album was good.
The
you gotta admit it.
The movie officially opened in the U.S. on this date, 1977, and it created a stir.
It was a terrible movie, but I still,
it
if it's on, I watch it. I can't help myself.
Yeah, you know, same thing, and I hate to say this because I know it's probably sacrilegious, Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah, Purple Rain.
It's not a great movie. I just don't think the music is fantastic. Oh. And you get, I watch it just to see how the music is part of the story, but I, as far as the storylines and some of the scenes and some of the acting.
Yeah.
I know it's iconic and everything, but you know where I'm coming
it's
from.
It's fine,
here, right?
Jim.
It is.
You could say it.
Yes.
You're
I
on a
can.
Country station.
Yes,
you can get
exactly.
away with that. But you know what?
I better not say 8 seconds or country. I better not
no.
say the Electric Horseman is bad.
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy. That's
it. But that. Disco, the Bee Gees were kind of everything. They were amazing.
But then it got too big because then it just crashed about 2 years later. Just think about that.
Disco,
1977, that's just 2 years before the disco demolition night at Comiskey Park.
Yeah, with Rick, or Dahl, Steve Dahl,
yes,
was it?
Yeah, he was the
disco
DJ.
Disco Duck.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember KFMX, the station?
I don't.
It was
don't.
The disco station.
That was the disco station,
yeah.
huh?
Yep.
Well, at least they didn't show up and burn the station down.
No.
They just blew
no.
up the records at the
Yeah, they just blew
Comiskey.
Up the records. Blew them up real good.
1980.
And now, I said Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's only one way to cook Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken, and that's my way. We always use plump, young broilers, always fresh, never frozen chicken. It's cut in pieces.
We now know that Colonel Sanders loves young broilers. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Harlan Sanders passed away, lived to be 90.
Was there something weird with him, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
I wasn't
He's
sure.
Young,
it's like, oh,
young
no.
Broilers.
Gross.
I don't think those terms have ever been used ever again in a commercial for chicken. Young
that,
broilers.
That was a genius, you know, the bucket of chicken.
Yeah. Hey, Colonel, let the chicken grow up. Don't just use young broilers. How about us old broilers over here? What are we? Oh, you'll be chicken nuggets. That's what you're going to be.
Those are good for stew.
You'll be reconstituted chicken Ugh. For the old broilers. So that's 1980. We lost Colonel Sanders. 1980. He lived to be 19 years old. 2011 in the news.
Barry Bonds will not go to jail for giving misleading testimony before a grand jury about allegedly using performance-enhancing drugs. The former Giant slugger was sentenced to 30 days house arrest, 2 years probation, and 250 hours community service.
Basically a slap on the wrist for Barry Bonds. And Neil, virtual Neil, Barry Bonds is a
cheater.
Okay. Took five times for that thing to fire.
You know what? He had the most beautiful swing, though, didn't he?
Yeah. But then I didn't even look at his swing because his head was getting so big.
Yeah. Well,
his head was just bigger, you know, with every at bat.
I just wonder how many.
He was the only one whose batting helmet was one size fits all. You know, the stretch, the adjustable batting helmet. That was 2011. And then 2020, another baseball note.
Major League Baseball officially elevated the historical Negro Leagues to Major League status, and it's a big deal. This means that legendary players like slugging catcher Josh Gibson and St. Louis icon Cool Papa Bell are officially classified as Major Leaguers, and their statistics are as well.
Yeah, that was really cool, really neat, and that happened on this date 4 years ago, 2020. Are you ready for birthdays?
Yes.
Do you have the Gone But Not Forgotten's ready to go, provided to you by Neil's staff?
Jim, it's me.
It is you, yes.
Did you need to ask?
No.
No, actually I do.
Okay.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
I'm Sharon Alfonsi.
I'm John Wertheim. I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories and more tonight
on 60 Minutes.
You know, it's so different to hear the guy at the end say those stories and Andy Rooney. You
know, I know.
Because Andy Rooney had been passed away. That was from a couple years ago.
Who's Scott Wertheim?
We got, I know, I was going to say, that's probably the weakest 60 Minutes lineup in the history. Now, maybe they'll improve.
I don't know.
That lineup. Leslie Stahl's still in there, though. She's 83. Leslie Stahl, didn't she interview Trump? That was a heated interview.
Was she the one
in charge of editing the interview with Harris?
Oh,
remember they edited it?
Was she?
And that was controversial.
I don't know. I don't know if she's the one who did the. I don't watch that
anymore.
She
did the editing. She was in the at 83 and is as much of a veteran. I doubt that she's behind the camera or working in the studio.
Yeah, she. Well, remember Barbara Walters used to bring her own lighting crew.
Yeah.
Wherever she went, you
she's still key. Every now and then, Leslie Stahl will fill in as key grip.
Oh, does she? Yeah.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance, take a chance.
Know your ABBA. 1/4 of ABBA today. Which one is it? Is it Bjorn? Is it Benny? Is it Agnetha? Is it Anna Frida?
I'm gonna say Agnetha just because I want to say the word. What a voice!
I could be a member of ABBA.
You could fill in for the Oak Ridge Boys.
No, nobody can go as low as the low guy. I'm not even in the same octave, not even close, probably two away. But it's Benny Anderson.
Oh, it's Benny.
He and Bjorn, they were the brains. You had the beauty and the brains and the talent. The talent was the ladies. But Benny and Bjorn, they were the songwriters. They were the arrangers. You know, they've done musicals on Broadway and everything. And I would imagine that they made a pretty penny on the whole Mamma Mia thing.
Yeah. You know, read a weird story. Read Agnetha's life. She's the blonde, right?
Yes, yep.
Read her life.
Really?
Very, yes. Again,
mm-hmm.
You know, it seems all happy and...
Did she... Well, what was it?
White.
Was it in the book where her and Bjorn Borg played tennis? She actually beat Bjorn Borg?
No.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, I didn't know that. I used to love him.
Yeah.
Wow, he was a looker.
I think you're going to like this one.
Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses.
Benny Anderson. Benny Anderson, 78, and Billy Gibbons. Billy Gibbons is 75 today.
He is?
Yeah. Sang lead on just about all of their songs. Was it LaGrange? Which is the one that had the other guy
LaGrange
on there?
Is such a great
exactly.
Song. Yeah.
So Billy Gibbons is 75. William the Refrigerator Perry.
All right, so the first meal you'd have would be what?
It's probably be my only meal would probably be dinner.
Dinner. What time do you have dinner?
Probably around after practice sometime.
Mm-hmm. So you only eat one meal a day?
Yes.
You're going to waste away to nothing.
No.
all right, now William, what do you have for your one meal?
Well, let's have a salad, maybe a little.
A salad?
Yes.
And a tab, and I guess you go to bed then, right?
William Refrigerator Perry, the Letterman Show is such a great resource for clips, and we use them a lot here on the Almanac, and that's a good one with the fridge. William the Refrigerator Perry out of Clemson, he not only played defense, but also offense some with the Chicago Bears. And you know what? The Bears could probably use him tonight against the Vikings. They're going to need everything.
Wasn't he a really nice guy, too,
yeah,
Jim?
Yeah, yeah.
Perry?
Very, you can hear they're just jovial, very fun, and... Letterman was on to something there. There's no way that he has a salad and then, you know, a protein, and that's all he ate during the day to maintain his weight, which actually now he was barely 300 pounds. Now he'd be small.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much on the defensive line, because the defensive line, they seem to have gotten smaller and quicker, and they're using more quickness in the defensive schemes of the day, Terry. You're very familiar with the defensive schemes of the
day. Sure.
What's your thought of the 3-4 versus the 4-3?
I'm a fan.
I thought so.
You know, David Letterman, though, remember when he called Terry Forrester a fat tub of goo?
Fat tub of goo,
and that
exactly.
was kind of a, yeah. that was that a real rivalry, or were they just...
I think, but yes, he always did that. He would rattle people, like he did with Cher, and he did with was it Katie Couric? You know, he'd make fun of these people, then eventually they would come on and then everything would be okay.
Yeah, God, he was so good back then, and then he just started taking himself
what happened
seriously.
Yeah, well, he got crotchety,
Is that what happened?
Yeah. He took himself too seriously. Doesn't everybody eventually, as you old, you get crotchety?
You can't take yourself too seriously.
And don't get crotchety.
You know what it is? There was this thing on Bobby Knight. And remember, I mean, Bobby Knight, everybody knows Bobby Knight. Somebody asked one of his people, what happened to Bobby Knight? And the guy said there was no one to tell him no.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs somebody to tell him no.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
You have to answer to a higher power.
You need Neil.
Yeah,
or you'd be out of control.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think I already am?
Well.
A little bit.
Tad.
Going to pull in the reins. So, Refrigerator Perry is 62 here today.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
She was the one who witnessed the shrinkage.
Melanie
Smith. She was a recurring role, several episodes of Seinfeld, where she played Rachel, Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriend. They were making out at Schindler's List,
yep.
And there were some other things that she was involved in. And then they were up in the Hamptons, and yes, George was in the pool, and Melanie Smith. And you know, she speaking of vegan, she wasn't eating meat, and then George forced the lobster on her.
Oh,
and
that's
she was
right.
Not happy about that.
Yes.
Melanie Smith is 62 here today. Boys to Men. I guess she wasn't vegan because she also ate eggs, so she must have been vegetarian. But don't some vegetarians eat seafood? I don't know. So many different rules. So this is Michael McCary. You were talking about bass singers before, Oak Ridge Boys and everything?
Yeah.
He's the bass singer for Boys to Men.
Did you like them? Did you date your
smooth.
Wife to
oh,
this group?
No.
No.
I think the song that I dated my wife to would have been something from Weird Al.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
his parody of King of Pain, which was the King of Suede. So Michael McCary, 53 today, Boys to Men. Here's Terry, Gone But Not Forgotten.
All right. These famous people would have celebrated birthdays on this day. Of course, everyone knows and loves composer Ludwig von Beethoven, born in 1770. Is this ELO?
I think you're thinking of Walter Egan.
Roll over Beethoven.
Fifth. Oh, right. Roll over Beethoven.
Oh,
yeah,
well, I love that song.
That's Chuck Berry. Who didn't do that song? Beatles did it. I'm talking about the fifth of Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that was
the
disco-y.
Version
yes.
of it by Walter Egan. Well, no. Maybe it was somebody else
it
who did
was
that.
Walter somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Egan is a guy who did Magnet and Steel. Yeah, so Beethoven. And we're not talking about the St. Bernard.
Yeah, that's
man.
Right.
The
St.
Man.
Bernard was Beethoven.
Yeah.
Emmy Award-winning television writer and producer Stephen Bochco, born in 1943.
TV theme time.
There he is.
Did some pretty good shows, Terry, did he not?
Oh, did he ever. Another great song.
What were some of the shows he worked
on? He received Emmys for TV shows Hill Street Blues, this one, L.A. Law, and NYPD Blue. His other credits include the TV series Murder in the First, which I didn't know.
No.
Commander in Chief, Blind Justice, Philly, Brooklyn South, Cop Rock, Doogie Howser, M.D., McMillan and Wife, and Ironside. Good old what's his name?
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. Yeah, he, my God, that guy had a, wow. But how old was he? 1943, so how old would he be today?
He'd be 81.
81, that's not that old. Country singer Jeff Carson, born in 1963, best known for his number one hit, Not On Your Love.
Not on your love. Not
almost on cue there.
Could I shoot. Ever leave? I wouldn't think twice. Of letting you go. By now you should know.
He passed away way too young.
Too much.
He did the song called The Car.
I'm just trying to see what happened to him. He died in Franklin, Tennessee.
I'll look that up.
He died. It's not saying how he died. Oh, wait a minute. Here's death.
Is it still under investigation? Oh, heart attack.
He was only 58 years old, died of a heart attack. Mm. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And so they're all gone,
but
not forgotten.
There's one missed by Neil Staff.
Ring, ring, telephone ring. Somebody says, baby, what you do?
One of the Glazer brothers.
Oh.
Got your Tom Paul Glazer.
I've been wondering where you've been.
And there's Jim Glazer.
Jim Glazer.
I think about you and me.
They're doing rings here. Rings, rings, rings.
Yep.
Of course, the Put Another Log on the Fire tune. That's always popular.
Didn't the Bellamy Brothers have a big hit with this song, too?
Loving Her was easier. No, I think you might be thinking of the group Cimarron.
Cimarron
had the pop version of this. Late 60s,
Cimarron,
early 70s.
Right. Forgot about that band.
And then Tom Paul and the Glazer brothers took it to the countryside and had a good hit with it. Jim Glazer, 1937. He passed away 2019, but born 1937. Now, Terry,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Can you stick around for the Bobathon?
I would love to. Okay. Where am I going? It's icy out.
Where would you go?
Nowhere.
And there's nowhere to go. Would you like to start? Oh, you just mentioned the Bellamy brothers, did you not?
Yes.
Bellamy Brothers, Kids of the Baby Boom could be your kickoff song.
Okay.
It's a Bobathon and the start of the No Repeat Workday.
Okay.
Tim McGraw, Real Good Man, or Lee Greenwood and his song, Holding a Good Hand.
Well, my girlfriend, May, loves Bellamy, so we got to go Bellamy.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Paul.